Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, your Thanksgiving week edition of Monday Night Talk. And Joe, we got two great folks who are joining us right now. Tell us the organization that they're with.
They are with Roots and Wings Training and Consulting.
And we have with us right now, we have Karin Ferroza and we have Tabitha May Tolib. And they are the co-founders of Roots and Wings. And I guess I got to ask, how did you form this particular company? Tell us about the company itself.
Sure.
Tabitha.
Well, I have to send some love out to our third partner. There's actually three of us. So Julie Novio, she handles all the business and finance. So I just want to send some love out to her. But Roots and Wings was founded, it's been almost a year since we launched. And Karin, Julie, and I had all been working together as part of another organization that was downsizing. And when we had the opportunity to figure out what was next, we wanted to continue to work together. And so we kind of collectively put together the things that we knew were really important in the world. And we based the name is based on a very famous quote by Henry Beecher, which is about the two things that people need in order to be amazing human beings. One is roots, knowing who you are and where you come from. And the other is wings, having the skills and confidence to go out in the world and do amazing things. So that's, the name was chosen because those are the two things we thought we really wanted to support people to do. So that really is the intersection of leadership development and identity development, which includes things like communication, cultural competency, facilitation, mentorship. So we go out and we support people, organizations, businesses, to sort of see how we can add value to the good work they're already doing.
And I guess I would ask you, Karin, how did you come to meet Tabitha and Julie and get involved with this?
Well, we were all working together, and we loved working together. And when we realized that we really just wanted to start our own venture, knowing how great of a team we were, doing the things that we did, Tabitha and I loved to do training. And Tabitha actually was the one to mentor me in this field, working with young people and training on these leadership skills and identity development skills. And so in working with her, I just found my passion in doing this training with all kinds of people. And so we went out and we started Roots and Wings, and knowing that, you know, we wanted to work with young people. And what we found was that all kinds of people came to us and were like, we really want to learn these skills. So not only was it, we started with high school, and really, at the core, we love working with high school students. That's where our passion is. That's where we started. But also people from nonprofit leaders and business HR people were like, hey, we really want to see these skills like with our staff. We really want to learn, how do you work better together? How do you connect across differences? How do you build a team that's strong and united? And so so we were called to do that.
I got to ask, is there a particular philosophy with Roots and Wings, Tabitha?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two parts of our philosophy. One is our training philosophy, which is sort of this innovative connection between leadership and development, identity development, and acknowledging that connection. We also know that people learn when they're engaged and when they're having fun and they're moving around. So if you come to a Roots and Wings training, you're not going to be watching a PowerPoint. You're not going to be reading from a manual. You're going to be engaging and having a good time and really digging deep into the skills. And the third part of our training philosophy is really our deep respect for the voices of the participants in the room. So what we do is we create a shared learning environment. So people are learning from our experience and our perspectives, but also from each other's experiences and through their own voice as they sort of engage in the training. And then the other part that's important is sort of our business philosophy. We are a business. You hire us, you pay us, we come and do the work. But we have a double bottom line. We're really more of a social entrepreneurship. So in addition to building the business, we're also trying to figure out how to do good work in the world. So if you are interested in our services, you need our services but can't pay, we're always trying to find creative ways to do that. The other part of our business philosophy is this idea that we didn't want to create a whole new organization. There's a ton of great schools, great organizations doing amazing work in the world. We didn't want to start all over again. What we wanted to do is say, we're going to provide training, we're going to provide consultation so we can come in and figure out how we can add value to the awesome stuff you're already doing. So those two things kind of come together to sort of make us special and unique. In addition to this sort of this foundational skill set that we've developed, which we call Raw Skills, which is Roots and Wings. And there are 13 skills that really are the foundation for identity and leadership development. So those are incorporated in everything we do.
What are a few things that you might be working on right now, whether it be training techniques or some type of activity or whatnot?
What, Corinne? You want to answer that?
Yeah. So we are always working on product development, thinking about how can we serve best our clients, the different clientele that we have. We wanted to come up recently. We've been thinking about how can we come up with something that the average Joe off the street can really benefit from our trainings. They may have no idea what we do and are just interested in seeing how can they just be an awesome human being. And so we've come up with a training on how to be an awesome human being in 4 easy steps. And so
I think some people might be more than 4 easy steps.
You got to start somewhere, Kevin. Start somewhere.
Yeah. At least you have a foundation. But as you were saying, go ahead.
Yeah. So the 4 steps will give a little bit away to our listeners here. So the first step is listening and asking questions. The second is knowing your story and sharing your story. Giving and receiving feedback. That's fundamental to being an awesome human being, knowing how to give and receive feedback. And lastly, finding your passion and being able to fail gloriously and still succeeding from there.
Well, through failure, I've always believed that some of the greats, no matter what they are, what field they're in, they had to fail numerous times to get to their ultimate goal of achieving success. Would you both say that that's correct?
Yeah, I think that's a huge, very important raw skill that we teach on. And I think when we go into trainings, people will say, yeah, absolutely, failure is important. But when you get down to the wire, people are terrified mm-hmm. to fail and not sure where to go next. And I think particularly with the high school students we work with, the adults in their lives are terrified of them failing. So that makes them terrified of failing. And that's, you're right. We have a laundry list of great, amazing quotes from incredible human beings who have failed 1,000 times more than they've succeeded. So yeah, that's a huge, huge piece of what we do. And so what we do is sort of explore that and teach people how to fail gloriously and then where to go next.
Would you want to weigh in on that, Corinne?
Sure. And one thing actually we've learned that, and we actually teach our kids this, is when they fail, to really just look at that failure, that mistake, and say, that's fascinating. Because every time you are failing, you're learning something new. And that's what we want people to take away from that lesson, is just to know that you fail, and that's fascinating, and you move on, and you try the next thing.
Again, with Tabitha and Corinne, who are with Roots and Wings, and we're talking about their particular organization, kind of staying on that as the failure. Does it make it more difficult for your training with today's culture, because it seems as though there's always public scrutiny, whether it's in the media, whether it's from your peers, that if you fail, that it's something that you're scrutinized for. What do you do to at least help people over that particular hump, that there are going to be people who will scrutinize that, but yet probably are those particular people who will scrutinize you probably are afraid to fail themselves?
I mean, I think, what you get to there is really interesting, because it's almost the intersection of 2 of our raw skills. One, the failing gloriously, but also the giving and receiving feedback, because those people who scrutinize, those people who say things about you, oftentimes we do one of 2 things. Either we say, well, I don't care about you. You're not important to me, so I'm not going to listen to you. Or I'm going to take that scrutiny and feel terrible for the rest of my days. And the truth is that sometimes we get very valid feedback from the people who like us least, and we have to be able to take that in, think about it, grow from it, and then throw it away and move on with whatever we've learned. So I think that's one of the things we try to help people do.
Do you want to weigh in on that, Corinne?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. just want to make sure. That's what I'm trying to do here. Is make sure that we're keeping the conversation flowing. And the first thing that comes to my mind when you talk about folks who, are scrutinized for, we're just a couple of weeks removed from elections that took place here in the state of Massachusetts, and we saw around the country. And, you kind of wonder what the folks who run for political office have to endure and what maybe some of them should hire you to help them keep going, the ones who were not successful, to keep them going and propel them forward. What do you guys think?
I think that would be a great idea. I love our government officials, and I think that there is such interesting diversity in our government right now. I think that if, don't mind if I say this, but I feel as if politicians were a little bit more open about their failures and errors, maybe the society and the people that they serve would find more compassion and connection with them.
I guess I would ask you guys, and kind of staying with the same vein, we're talking about, you know, folks who, helping them to get over failing and being able to get beyond that. Who would look for or benefit from your particular type of training? Tabitha?
Well, what's interesting, as Karin said before, when we started this, our passion was young people because that age is just ripe for leadership development, identity development. That's what
they're
all about.
Plant the seed young.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And they're excited for it and they're interested in it. But what we've found, which is both amazing and exciting, is that really these skills are transferable. Even those of us who've been doing it, even those of us in the field, are looking for these skills, are trying to think about them. A lot of them, it feels like we're fighting human nature here. So it takes some hard work. So we've really, our client base is huge right now. In addition to high school students, we're working with colleges and universities, businesses and nonprofits, parent groups, religious organizations, camps, really anyone who's looking to build the skill set around leadership development, identity development. We're getting a particular really strong interest in sort of the type of communication trainings we do and the type of cultural competency work we do, which is a little different. So pretty much anyone at this point that's looking to build these skills.
Joe, do you have a question?
Yeah, where do you see Roots and Wings going next? What's kind of the next level for you guys?
Wow.
Yeah.
You want that one?
Corinne,
sure.
That might be you.
I love talking about my dreams.
Okay.
So I actually, Roots and Wings, we just launched in December and we've been going strong and just building and building and building. And it's been an amazing journey thus far. I think the next steps are really just to build our business to be sustainable, to be smart business women, the three of us, and keep overhead low and profit high, hopefully, and be able to do the good work that we want to do while still being sustainable and supporting ourselves. In the future, we're really hoping to get a training center, a place where we can have people come and take our trainings instead of having to go on site. We love to do that as well, but to have a place, a home for our trainings, for people to come and congregate and meet with each other and build connections through our training center.
I guess I would ask, because I understand that I think depending on who seeks out your services, that it would differ. So, I was looking on your website, and I was amazed at the different offerings that you have. Especially, you look at today's world where folks are building a business or there's a corporate structure. What can you offer to a small business or a corporation that's looking to, solidify the folks that they have and maybe build, team leadership skills?
I think the sort of working with small businesses and nonprofits has sort of been one of the unexpected clients that have come to us. And I think the things they most look for are how to build their team in a different way and also how to increase communication. I think businesses now are realizing that increased communication skills are not just about like touchy-feely, let's all get together, that when your team really communicates and can communicate across difference, whether that's identity differences, personality differences, work style differences, when your team can really do it, they're more productive. So we offer communication trainings, team building trainings. We also offer our sort of cultural competency skill building trainings to small business who are not only just trying to increase diversity, but really want to engage that diversity.
I guess I would ask, how about as far as the younger folks? What if it's, example, I know it's we're a long way from summer, but if there's any kind of a camp type of setting, how can you be able to work with folks, whether it's folks who are the campers or the staff that oversees them? What's some of the things that you can do to work with camps?
So one of the things, so we do a few different things, and you can definitely check out our website, www.rootsandwingstraining.com.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Do that early and often, as you were saying. Sorry, Corinne.
But in, you know, one thing that we found just from the camp experience between the three of us and two of our junior facilitators is that midway through camp, through summer camp, staff become a little like, you know, you have the high of the beginning of camp, you have the high of the end of camp, but the middle becomes a little
stagnant.
Yeah. And so what we created was a reframe session of, you know, an energizing boost to the middle of the summer where the staff can learn a few different icebreakers, just really think about and have a space, and we facilitate that space of being able to talk about what's going on in camp, how can they do it differently, how do they build their energy back up, and just reframe for them the rest of, so the midway slump gets revived.
So I would ask, so kind of going from the camp, we can talk about right now in session, we have colleges and universities, we also have high school students. Talk to us about the difference between how you would sit down with a group of college students compared to a group of high school students. Is there a difference, or is it a similar message if you get in front of a group? Tabitha?
Well, you know, I think what's fascinating about is, like I said before, these skills are transferable to any population. So when we design our trainings for different markets, we're really taking that foundational skills, figuring out how to build those in different settings. So, you know, what's the real difference is in a high school, we do a lot of community building around those skills. You've got high school students who have a shared home during the day, and that presents some interesting opportunities and some interesting challenges. So we try to weave that into those trainings. In terms of the colleges and universities, what you're really talking about is leaders who are really figuring out how to operate in this new setting and how to connect with each other. And in some ways, they're trying to find their place on campus, at the same time trying to connect with other students who maybe have found a different place. And that presents, again, some different opportunities and different challenges. I think what's interesting about all the groups we work with, even though you can go to our website, rootsandwingstraining.com, and see specific products.
Very nice.
What we love to do in addition to that is to go into any high school, college, and say, what are your needs? What are your goals? What's your budget? And what can we design specifically for you? Which is one of our favorite things to do, because even among those products that are pretty clear cut, every high school, every college campus is different and has different needs and opportunities. So that's always a piece of our training, even with the standard products that we offer.
No, I noticed with those, whether it's college or high school, you offer like a retreat. What do you do during a retreat? What takes place, whether it's a 6-hour setting or a 12-hour setting? Corinne?
Can we take that? I can take that.
Okay.
I love the retreat part. It's one of my favorite parts because in addition, again, to the skill building that always happens, what we get to do is we really get to take some time with the group and say, what's happening in your school? What's happening on your college campus? We have an opportunity to bring really diverse students together who don't have the opportunities to connect with each other and get all of those pieces of the puzzle working together. And for them to sort of see this student's experience and how that's the same and different from there. So we explore what's happening. We explore why that matters. And then we explore what they want to do with that new information, how they want to put those pieces of the puzzle back together to create a stronger, more connected community. So that's sort of the structure of the retreat. And obviously, the longer the retreat, the more intense skill building we can do and intense connection building we can do.
Now, is it most of the time just your company, or do you, from time to time, do you guys ever bring in special guests to talk? Does that ever happen?
You know, it really depends on the client. So far, that has not happened. But we do have two junior facilitators who work with us, and when seasons are busier than other times, then we will separate and go with our junior facilitators to other places. But we have not, as of yet, worked with guest speakers or guest facilitators, but we're definitely open to that.
I know Joe has a question, but do you want to give the names of those junior facilitators? You want to give them a little love
on
air?
Yes, a big shout out to Talia Fishbon and Anchal Narang, who are amazing facilitators, and they actually have been through our youth programs and graduated, gone through college, and now work for us.
All right. Joe, your question?
Are there any organizations that you want, you're looking to reach out to rather than kind of coming to you? You know, people that you want really want to work with that are, you know, in the community.
Favorite.
Yeah, favorite.
You know, I think if you there are five of us on the team now, I think if you asked each one of us that question, we'd probably give you a different answer.
That's good.
It is good. I think, you know, we really sort of practice what we preach. If all five of us are extraordinarily different human beings with different strengths and weaknesses. I have been a camp girl since I was old enough to go to camp, so I absolutely love the camp environment. I think it's a great leadership development structure, and so we love working with camps and have just really begun to really get our foot in the door with camps. So I would love to do more of that. And I'm also a mom of two kids, and to me, this leadership development, identity development stuff has been really real in my personal life in terms of what this really looks like. So I would love the opportunity to work with more parent groups and sort of support parents to develop those qualities in their kids. But that's my personal bias. Do you have, what's
Corinne?
Your bias?
Well, I would say currently, you know, I work in this educational field of training and consulting. But everyone around me seems to be working for businesses and corporations. And the experience that they often have is these skills are needed in those environments. And people being able to work closely with each other, and people working closely with each other, a lot of these conflicts come up of how do you connect across differences. You have people who are working 8, 10, 80 hours a week with each other, and it's hard to practice these skills all the time when you're trying to get products delivered. And so we would love to work with more businesses, Dunkin' Donuts, TJX. you know, I drink Dunkin' Donuts every day, and I would love to work with them. But definitely businesses. So far, we've worked with a lot of different types of organizations and companies. Nonprofits, high schools.
If you want to name a few, especially if they're here in the local area, you can feel free to name them off.
Sharon High School is a great partner of ours, Randolph High School. The Ames Free Library, which has been an awesome place, group of people to work with. Bend the Ark, which is a Jewish organization based in New York City. We've worked closely with Best Buddies, a great nonprofit that works with people with mental and learning disabilities. And Bryant University, we've worked with Bryant University. Girl Scouts has been a great new client of ours. Tab, any ones that you want to shout out to?
You know, I think there's a lot. You can see the full list of who we've worked with and sort of what their experience has been on our website, roosandwingstraining.com. But again, I think what's really cool about our clients list is how incredibly diverse it is, which is really exciting and just really speaks to the fact that these skills are so transferable and so needed.
And I know we've talked about a couple of other things that we didn't talk about, and we have a couple of minutes left if you want to add them in, whether it's youth groups, houses of worship, that those aren't omitted from this, PTOs and moms clubs, stuff like that. You would be willing to work with groups like that as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Karn and I have a soft spot in our heart for interfaith work and working with faith-based youth groups to really explore that. That's a piece of identity that sometimes doesn't get talked about. So that has a special place in our hearts. That's one of the reasons we came together. So, those groups as well.
I think the biggest challenge for you guys would be to take Kevin under your wings.
I am a big project to try to sneak under your wing.
We would also love to work with, you know, radio personalities.
Joe.
Kevin.
You know, Joe.
Maybe not communication skills, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, diversity, Joe.
Yeah. Personality differences.
No, never. Well, we still have a couple of minutes here. Is there anything that we haven't touched upon, but you ladies feel is important to folks knowing about Roots and Wings and the things that you do and the things that you're willing to do as far as outreach to work with anybody, even if that means giving out contact information, you can do that now.
Yeah, I think, you know, the coolest thing, if you're sort of interested in some of the things we've been talking about, is to really get in touch with us. You can go to our website, rootsandwingstraining.com, sign up for our newsletter, see more about us. We're also on Facebook, Roots and Wings Training and Consultation. We're on Twitter under Roots Wings Team. And we're happy to, if you want to shoot us an email or a message on Facebook, we're happy to come and meet with you and share more about what we do and really hear about what you're doing. That's the beauty of having a training and consultation business, is we can really meet people where they're at. And we're happy to come and have a conversation with people about that.
Corinne, would you like to weigh in?
Sure. I think at the end of the day, the reason we love the work we do is that we're not perfect at the skills that we teach, but we know it's a skills that are lifelong skills that just really do help you to be a better person in the world, and service to the community, and building communities and the world, and leaders who have compassion and empathy for the world in a new and different way. And so we love the work we do because we're always struggling with the skills ourselves, and we hope that people come and struggle with us together.
All right, I was speaking with Corinne Feroza and Tabitha May Talib, who are two or three co-founders. Julie wasn't able to be. We didn't have enough microphones for to have Julie here. But we thank you for coming. Any big plans for the upcoming holidays? Thanksgiving, of course, is right on our doorstep right now. Any big plans, ladies?
I'm gonna sit at the Thanksgiving table with my family and practice my communication skills.
Corinne,
we just moved to Quincy, to our first home together, my husband and I.
Awesome!
And we are so excited to host a Thanksgiving party for our big, big family.
And what is your favorite? Was there something favorite about Thanksgiving that you like? Whether it's the turkey itself, whether it's the fixings, or even maybe you're a dessert person like myself.
Well, you know, I'm a big old vegetarian, so the turkey means nothing to me.
Right. That's why I said that.
But I, you know, our life is so busy and crazy, people running in lots of directions. So for me, it's all about being able to sit down at that table and just be
family.
Together and talk and share.
I'm excited to see my Bangladeshi family come together with my African-American side of the family and see what the table looks like in terms of food, people, conversation. I'm really excited about that this Thanksgiving.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in. And once again, I know I don't think we've done it enough. Folks want to find out more, your website is?
RootsandWingsTraining.com.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside for a few moments. And I promise you, when we come back, less Joe and more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.